Executive Director of Ghana Integrative Initiative, Lindo Furukwafo, says the rise in corruption cases prove that much has not been achieved in the fight against the canker. She said the best way to deal with corruption in Ghana is to strengthen the laws against it. Madame Ofori-Kwafo called for the need to finance political parties to avoid the abuse of incumbency. She spoke to Agatha Samwa on Behind the News.
It would have been good if the president had given us numbers of politicians that he has sacked, people who work with his administration, that when there are allegations of corruption and after investigations, they are moved to different offices. These are some of the instances where the president actually threw more light on. But when it comes to public sector, obviously there have been some people who have been relieved of their positions as a result of their engagement in acts of corruption.
But talking about corruption holistically, are we making headway in dealing with the menace?
If you are making headway by now, you will feel it. I wouldn't stand here to say the president and the government have not done anything. I wouldn't do that for any reason. Previous governments have equally done something. When it comes to Ghana, where we have been able to achieve much success is in the area of legislation passages and is the area of putting in place mechanisms that will help minimize the canker. But unfortunately, if we put in place laws, and the laws, as we know, do not operationalize themselves, and that we still have corruption happening in government sector, in private sector, everywhere, then we cannot say that we are doing well as a country. These are incumbents. It is a two-way. Just that the people whose governments are in office and they are contesting an election have an advantage. And abuse of incumbency simply means if you have that advantage, do not abuse that opportunity that you have that other contestants do not have.
Executive Director of Ghana Integrative Initiative, Lindo Furukwafo, Campaign Coordinator of ISODEC, Steve Mantiao, says lack of proper monitoring and evaluation of projects executed by President Mahama accounts for complaints by some people claiming not to be experiencing the reality of economic growth. He urged the president to conduct an impact assessment of projects he is implementing. Dr. Mantiao said Ghana needs better planning on skills development.
I see that he's doing a lot, and yet there's always criticism and people complaining about not feeling the impact. One of the major bane of our economic development processes is the fact that often we do not put in place sound monitoring and evaluation and mechanisms to be able to assess impact of government initiatives. And so clearly, yes, the president has a number of programs on the ground. But because the monitoring and evaluation is weak, we are unable to assess how well these initiatives are delivering the objectives for which they were put in place.
Campaign coordinator of ISODEC, Dr. Steve Mantiao. Financial analyst and MP for Boga Central, Isaac Adongo, says Ghana's economy is beginning to stabilize due to the expansion of infrastructure. He advised investors to take advantage of the opportunity and make returns out of their investments. Mr. Adongo said the comment the president made that he will put money in the pockets of the poor means he will create opportunities for the people to tap into it to improve their livelihood.
I think that the president, in mentioning the fact that the economy is now on a sound footing, is looking at the prospects that are available over the next couple of years. We are also aware that currently the economy is beginning to stabilize. We are beginning to see that even looking at the context of the growth in Africa, Ghana is placed as one of the countries that is likely to do better than the African average. We are also aware that there is so much expansion of infrastructure. And so for any investor, you want to look at the competitiveness as a country that you are investing in order to ensure that you have the congenial environment in order to produce and to make returns out of your investment. And the expansion that is happening in our infrastructure sector is beginning to open up the country and to make it very easier for businesses to locate in even remote areas and still be able to be efficient and effective in operating. And